This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7:15 now. I don't often get nonplussed, but matter of fact, I get nonplussed so infrequently I had to look it up to see to make sure that I was nonplussed. Kelly Schultz joins us now, Senior Vice President of Communications, Public Relations for New Orleans and Company. How you doing, Kelly Schultz?
Hey, Tommy. Happy Lundi Gras. How are you?
Happy Lundi Gras is right, and I'm good. But man, when I heard about Metairie, and now I'm wondering about tomorrow, and let me just tell people that are just waking up, for those that are just waking up, no Mardi Gras in Metairie tomorrow because of the high winds. Winds Tuesday morning, according to Peyton Malone, steadily increased from 20-mile-an-hour gusts to 40 to 50 by the afternoon. Because of that, Jefferson Parish canceled all of their activities. According to the crew of Argus, they're going to have a press conference at 9 o'clock. Kelly Schultz, are you hearing anything about anything?
Yeah, well, I don't have any official updates. I mean, we'll of course leave that to the weather experts and the government officials. But it's a shame, you know. It's been such a beautiful Mardi Gras season, and this past several days, the weather has just been picture perfect, and there have been huge crowds out there. And
that's what's freaking me out.
People that are riding on floats are saying that they've seen huge crowds. I've certainly seen it. Our hotel occupancy is strong, so it's a shame about the weather tomorrow, but I know they'll do what will keep everyone safe.
Yeah, and even if for whatever reason there are no parades, there's still the French Quarter going on, and that makes me wonder about tourists and locals, where maybe when it comes to the tourist experience, that's more French Quarter and less parade-oriented. I don't know. Do you have any idea about that, Kelly?
Well, we know that just, you know, on a normal day, the majority of our visitors make it to the French Quarter, and that's certainly true for Mardi Gras. So, you know, you mentioned locals and visitors, and there are plenty of visitors in town, but we also have some journalists in town that we're hosting from all over the world. So New Orleans and Company has brought in journalists from the UK, from Australia, from New Zealand, and they're here to experience Mardi Gras, for many of them for the first time. And then they'll be in the French Quarter. They're going to be riding in a parade. We've let them experience uptown. So we're trying to give them, you know, different experiences of Mardi Gras so that they can go back and report on that for their readers and their viewers all over the world, and hopefully inspire people to plan a trip for next Mardi Gras. So there's a lot going on in the city, but it's all good, and we're trying to get as much good press about New Orleans as we can.
Absolutely. Tell me, well, the weather, you can't do anything about the weather. Tell me about what the hotel occupancy is like and what it's been so far.
Yeah, occupancy has been really strong this year. You know, when Mardi Gras falls later in the calendar year, as it does this year being on March 4th, that's generally a good thing for us because it gives visitors a little bit more time after the new year to plan, right? So, for instance, on Saturday night, we surveyed the hotels and asked about their occupancy. They said on Saturday night they were at 95%, and that was just a projection. It may end up being even higher. And the Saturday night of Mardi Gras in 2024 was at 83%. So just to give you a sense, we're seeing much larger crowds, much more enthusiasm. Of course, we had the most phenomenal multi-billion-dollar ad for New Orleans, which was the Super Bowl, right, just a couple of weeks ago. So the city performed beautifully for Super Bowl, and the world got to see that. And we think that probably inspired some last-minute trips for Mardi Gras, too.
What about the events today? Talk about what's going on today.
So today you've got all the Mardi Gras festivities down at the riverfront. The mayor will hand the keys to the city over to Rex and Zulu. That's one of my favorite traditions. It's so ceremonial, and there's so much pageantry and history and tradition in that event. And then, of course, Orpheus is the big one rolling today in New Orleans. And some of our media guests are actually going to be riding in Orpheus.
Really?
So, yes, they are. I don't think they really know what they're in for, Tommy. We try and explain it in a very good way. We try and explain it to them, but giving them that, you know, once-in-a-lifetime experience, and our partners at Orpheus have been amazing, and we're excited for them to have that experience. And then, tomorrow morning, we'll see what happens. But I know y'all are going to be with us tomorrow, I think. WWL will be broadcasting.
I'm coming no matter what.
From New Orleans and Company, I'll be there too. And
so we'll make something happen. Yes, we will. It's wherever Kelly and I are, it's a party. So that's all you need to know. Do you have a costume, Kelly, or not?
No. Well, you know, I'm doing a bunch of interviews tomorrow, so I won't be in costume, but I'll be very festive with feathers and, you know, sequins and all that stuff.
Do you want to know what mine is, or do you want to be surprised?
No. Can you tell me?
You really do?
Yep.
It's Father Walter White.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Father Heisenberg from Breaking Bad. I thought I'd combine the two, so I have a bald head and a goatee, and I got the Walter White hat and glasses with a priest outfit. So I thought Father Heisenberg would be funny. Thoughts?
Okay. Well, I think it is funny. I'm glad you told me because I probably wouldn't have recognized you. So
you would. Well, you would recognize.
I look forward to
oh, you
that.
Recognize me as me, but you would have recognized Heisenberg, right?
That's right.
And you would have recognized the priest outfit, and you would have said, my God, that Walter White's a priest. How could such a good priest be such a bad man? That's what you would wonder. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Kelly Schultz, our guest, the Senior Vice President of Communication and Public Relations for New Orleans and Company. We'll be out there tomorrow, come hell, high water, or wind. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Mardi Gras in Metairie tomorrow has been shut down because of the anticipated winds, but nothing about Orleans Parish yet. Kelly Schultz joins us, Senior Vice President of Communications and Public Relations for New Orleans and Company. And you know, Kelly, somebody texted in, and I'd not thought about this, about all the different marching groups that are out there before the parades with the floats. And I can't imagine that the wind would affect that at all. You?
Yeah, you know, it's a shame that it's been such a beautiful stretch of weather. Now we're dealing with this, but you know, I know that the government officials will make the right call, and they'll do so, you know, in the interest of safety. And it's been really impressive just overall this Mardi Gras to see, with it being a Sierra One event from a security standpoint, all the preparations that have gone into this Mardi Gras since the horrible terrorist attack. So I know when it comes to weather related safety, they'll make the right call. But I certainly hope that the bands and everyone will be able to get out there and have a safe and enjoyable day.
Tell me about the so far I don't know, did you get to go to any parades at all, or were you too busy working?
No, I was at some of the uptown parades this weekend at the New Orleans and Company offices. We opened it up for guests and customers and journalist, and so I was there, and again, you know, that's the uptown route, which was packed. There were huge crowds. Everything, you know, seemed to go smoothly from my view, and I'm hoping that can continue. But I know that the government officials will make the right call and make whatever adjustments they need to make.
I was wondering about Shaq, how he did last night, because he seemed a little bit tight when I saw him on an interview beforehand. It was like he was getting ready for a big game, Game 7 of the NBA Finals or something. And I'm thinking, Shaq, it's fun, buddy, relax.
Yeah, I didn't see him in person, but I saw some of the news coverage. And, you know, he's such a giant person and giant personality. So I hope that he had fun. I think, you know, and Shaq, of course, is from here, so he knows kind of about Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. But I always wonder what it's like for those celebrities who have no idea to come in and then get to ride or serve as royalty in a parade. What a just overwhelming experience that must be for them.
I think he was just in pregame mode. I don't know. Perhaps. Tell me, let's look ahead to after Mardi Gras. How's everything looking with bookings and tourism and those kind of things? What's coming up?
Yeah, things are good. So, you know, of course, we're going to go right into spring festival season with French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest. And then we've got conventions and meetings arriving every day. You know, half of what we book at New Orleans and Company takes place at the convention center, and the other half goes to hotels. So we've had this really good stretch of business. If you think about Taylor Swift, Super Bowl, Mardi Gras, big conventions like National Automobile Dealers Association, we've done that in 6 months. Some cities never do those kinds of major events, and to do them back to back to back. And so we're going to be welcoming some big conventions, spring festival season. And then, you know, looking ahead, we've announced next year we're going to host WrestleMania again. Mm-hmm. That's coming back in April of 26. We also are going to be welcoming back that culinary competition, Bocuse d'Or and Pastry World Cup, which we had last year and was such a success, they decided to return for that same event in the summer of 26. So, you know, we're focused on now and the next couple months, but we're also looking years and years into the future. Our convention sales team is booking meetings right now for 2035, 2040. I mean, really long term.
And the concerts like Paul Simon coming, does that bring some people in from out of town?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we partner with the folks at ASM Global and the Superdome, and we work with them on those announcements. And then we have a group at New Orleans and Company that will look kind of strategically at the calendar for the year and say, where is it that there might be a need period or a time of lower occupancy? And then we'll look at all the ways we can drive occupancy during that time. And having those big name talent, those big performers coming in, certainly helps do that.
Somebody texted in about they saw Jude Law in one of the parades. Do you know of any celebrities that are in town riding or not?
Well, I saw that Jude Law was, I believe he rode in the Friday night Hermes parade, I think.
Okay.
I think he was just in that crew. I saw a photo of him posted. I'm not sure who else is in town, but you never know. I mean, I think celebrities like to come to New Orleans because they just kind of blend in here, and people respect their privacy and kind of leave them alone and let them go about their day. So I don't think we know truly who's all in town.
Well, get ready. You're going to see Father Heisenberg tomorrow.
Well, I look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow, and have a good day today. Happy Lundi Gras.
Happy Lundi Gras to you. Thank you. As always, we come back. It's Mardi Gras and Lundi Gras here, but it's still Wall Street in New York, and we'll take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa when we come back, President and CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. I'm Tommy Tucker. It's 7:30, time for WWL First News.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.